You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their favorite adverts. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what made the advert special for them. Speaker 1.
I love a good song in an advert, one that you'd like to listen to in your free time. I can't stand these jingles that are basically designed to drive you mad when they get stuck in your head and you can't get rid of them. But a catchy song? Yeah, I like them. There was a jeans advert that was on TV a few years back, and it had a great song. It was so good, in fact, that it was then released as a single which rose to the top of the charts. I suppose it's a good outlet for aspiring musicians to get their music heard, and it would be good for famous bands, too.
Speaker 2.
I saw an advert once that I thought was brilliant. There was a man in an office that was dreaming about playing basketball. In his dream, he was spinning the basketball on his finger. What he didn't realize is that he was actually performing the actions in the office, but without the ball. This meant that his colleagues were slightly confused by him making a rude gesture to them. It took a great imagination to come up with that idea, but it struck me that the concept was actually so straightforward and down to earth. I think that's what makes a good advert, one that doesn't try too hard.
Speaker 3.
I'm not very keen on actors and singers appearing in adverts, whether it's in a high-budget ad for TV or a glossy one-page spread in a magazine. I always think they're just doing it to get more money, and really, don't they get enough from their main job? I prefer it when it's an unknown getting their first taste of the industry. But there was a series of adverts featuring my favorite actor, and I have to admit I loved when they came on. There was nothing particularly impressive about the adverts themselves. I don't even remember what they were for, but I enjoyed them.
Speaker 4.
I love leafing through glossy magazines with their interesting stories and all their colourful pictures. Some of them are so artful. They also have some amazing full-page adverts that are really striking. These adverts have to convey their message in one picture, unlike on television where they get 30 seconds and have flashy camera work and catchy tunes. One that I saw that particularly impressed me was obviously taken by an extremely skilled photographer who had used the light around the subject to wonderful effect. I was blown away by how absorbing it was. Outstanding!
Speaker 5.
I remember a few years ago there was a particular brand of coffee that embarked on a different form of advertising. Instead of making a standalone advert, pushing the boat out on production costs and employing famous celebrities to show off their product, they came up with the idea of producing a long-running story by way of installments. Each advert in the series added a little more to the story, and you actually found yourself getting invested in the storyline, just as if you were watching your favourite soap opera. It was very clever, and people even discussed them at work.